following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, March 16th. I'm Marianne Cushy. An estimated 4.4 million Californians have now been added to the COVID-19 vaccine eligibility list, this as of Monday. This new phase of vaccinations in San Diego County is Phase 1C, and those include those with disabilities and serious health conditions such as cancer, heart conditions, severe obesity, type 2 diabetes, and chronic kidney and pulmonary disease. Those who qualify for the newly allowed Phase 1C group must be between the ages of 16 to 64 and deemed to be at the very highest risk of getting sick from COVID-19. And you can see the entire list of conditions on NBC7.com. Search COVID-19. According to the County of San Diego Health and Human Services Agency, 96% of the people who have died from COVID-19 in San Diego County had an underlying condition. Officials working with the vaccine superstation at the Del Mar Fairgrounds said that the supersite location will be closed tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th, and then on Friday, March 19th, and Saturday, March 20th, because of a vaccine shortage. Those who were scheduled will be rescheduled. And the Petco Park Superstation is shutting down for good. Saturday, March 20th, will be the last day of operations at the Petco Park site. That's according to UC San Diego Health. Search COVID-19 vaccine on NBC7.com for more information on how to reschedule. A cascading number of European countries, including Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, suspended use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine on Monday over reports of dangerous blood clots in some recipients. The AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, though, is not approved for use here in the U.S. The company that makes the vaccine and international regulators say that there is no evidence the shot is to blame. The EU's drug regulatory agency, though, is calling for a meeting for Thursday to review experts' findings on the AstraZeneca shot and decide whether action needs to be taken. Again, that shot is not approved for use here in the U.S. And organizers behind the effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom say that they have collected over 2 million petition signatures to place the election on the ballot, though hundreds of thousands have yet to be validated by election officials. Governor Newsom established a political committee on Monday to begin raising money to defend his seat in a potential recall election, the strongest acknowledgement to date that he expects to be on the ballot this year. It is cold and windy. Here's Sheena with a look at your First Alert weather forecast. Sheena?
Good Tuesday morning. We're going to be drier as we head through the day today and a little bit colder this morning. So the inland valleys and the foothills are under a frost advisory till 9 a.m. So don't be surprised if you do see some frost there. Otherwise, I think you'll need a heavier coat this morning. As we head through the day, the rip current risk at the beaches is still going to be high with wave heights around 3 to 5 feet. But it is going to be a mostly sunny day, so much better than yesterday. And it's going to be a little cool, too. For the coast, high temperature this afternoon will be around 60. Upper 50s for the inland valleys. Mountains will be cold with still some snow on the ground and pretty breezy and then gusty in the deserts today. As we head through the rest of the week, though, we stay pretty dry and a little bit of a warming trend for the end of the week, too. Marianne?
Sheena, thanks. We're on Apple TV and Roku, where you can access the stories you want to see, live local newscasts, and your First Alert forecast is only one click away. Have a great day, everybody, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.